Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Dumb V Fridays. It is officially, it's official this time. It's real this time. Game week for the Virginia Tech Hokies. It's been the longest offseason of my life. I think I even went on this podcast and said there's no way we will be seeing football this season, but by hook or by crook, they made it happen. We played the NC State Wolfpack. We're gonna dive into a couple of things. We're gonna dive into some things this episode. But before we go any further, RIP to Breonna Taylor. She did not receive her justice, as the police involved, I think one of them got charged for endangering her neighbors, but not killing somebody. The game rigged. I can go on all day about that, but the game is rigged. You know, it is what it is. RIP Breonna Taylor. That's pretty much all I could say. But the wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still bet. You can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on the season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, divisions, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So let's talk about it. Last week, or it might have been 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, Devin Hunter got arrested. It was alleged that he put his hands on somebody. I don't know if, you know, if that person was an acquaintance to him or whatever. I heard many different stories. But they're basically saying that he put his hands on somebody, allegedly. As of right now, in the game, we play a game this week in 2 days. If you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday, if you listen to this on Friday, then the game is tomorrow. But Devin Hunter is not on the roster. And we're talking about serious allegations. So I don't want to, you know, dig too deep on what happened, because I don't know what happened. It's not really my place to speculate on what happened, because like I said, I heard different stories. So this one isn't as wide open as other previous stories have been, where we could straight up say that was crazy or whatever the case may be. This one's kind of still getting pieced together as I record. So, you know, that said, Devin Hunter will not be wearing number. He will not be suiting up this week, or probably ever again, for Virginia Tech if this situation is true. And that means we have to start a true freshman at Rover, or safety. I don't think they call it Rover no more, because I think that was a Bud thing, and you know, I think it left with Bud. But anyways, Rover, strong safety, whatever. Keontae Jenkins, strong. True freshman And Lakeem Rudolph, also a true freshman. They will play Rover against NC State. Me saying that I'm nervous about that to see how that goes is an understatement. But I don't know. We're gonna see what J-Ham does with his safeties. We're kind of like, this is a defense that's expected to be pretty good. It's nice solid depth on the defensive line, in my opinion. Linebacker might be the best unit in the linebacker might be our best unit on the defense, in my humble opinion, with Ashby Holyfield, Alan Tisdale, Keyshawn Artis. Secondary gonna be a little wonky, man. I will say it. Caleb Farley opting out. Jeremy Webb transferring. He went to like Southern Missouri or something like that. So it's new faces in the secondary and true freshmen in the secondary with like I said, Keontae Jenkins. New starters, things of that nature. Jermaine Waller is one of the best defensive backs in the ACC. And Divine Diablo is a veteran, been here, seemed like forever now. But guys got to step up in big shoes. Jamari Connor's back, of course. He's not the greatest coverage, guy in coverage, but definitely a beast in the run game and run support. So we just got to see how it goes. We just got to see how it goes with the secondary. I'm confident in the defensive line of what we have. I'm very confident what we got at linebacker. It's just the secondary. I think it's going to take some time. Even though Caleb Farley's one of the best draft prospects, he opted out. And, I don't want to go through all that again. But even Caleb Farley, that 2018 season, Caleb Farley look trash as hell. We look lost, couldn't tackle, couldn't do shit. So it takes time. It really takes some time. And like I said, Keontae Jenkins, Lakeem Rudolph, somebody, Amani Chapman, who's not a freshman, but stepping into a bigger role, they're gonna get burnt a little bit. The shit is gonna happen. We just gonna have to like baptize them in fire, and they just gonna have to. It's going to be bumps and bruises and a long road. I just ask that we remain patient. Only thing I can do is ask for patience with the secondary. Like I say, Jermaine Waller is a solid corner. One of the best in the ACC, in my humble opinion. But losing Caleb Farley absolutely hurts us, in my humble opinion. The Devin Hunter situation is definitely, something that we didn't obviously expect, but it sucks for the kid if he's innocent. If he's guilty, fuck him. I don't care about his future. But if he's innocent of these allegations, it sucks that all this came up now and things of that nature. And we're talking about a highly recruited kid out of 757 Virginia. I think he's from Virginia Beach, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere on the south side. But one of the highest rated recruits to ever sign at Virginia Tech. Cam Chancellor was at a ceremony. Chose Virginia Tech over, I believe, Florida. And has never really made an impact on the field at Virginia Tech. Not the one that we all hoped that he would. He kind of came in, played some special teams, and I think he was a whip linebacker and redshirted and was, spent the last year as a backup to Reggie Floyd and was, primed to finally take that leap. And didn't happen, because he got into some trouble. So, like I said, it's a fucked up situation all around. The Virginia Tech depth chart was released, I think, at the beginning of this week. Outside of the Keontae Jenkins starting at Rover slash safety, whatever you want to call it, I think another big surprise was Khalil Herbert, grad transfer from Kansas, is listed as the number one tailback, running back. Now, especially since Fuente and his staff has been here, there hasn't been one bell cow running back. So Herbert being listed as like number one back or starting tailback or whatever, it doesn't really mean much, because it's definitely going to be a committee. You know, I don't think there's going to be a back in this offense that's going to carry the ball 20 times in a game. Yeah, I think even if he's playing well, I don't think it'll ever be like that. I think he'll always rotate his backs in and out. I saw Keyshawn King was listed at 175 pounds. That's concerning. That concerns me. You know, and you know, when they get the list of people's heights and weights, they be on Goofyville with that shit. It be kids out here that's listed at 185 pounds, and they be 175 pounds. It be all kinds of crazy shit. Kids listed at 5'11", and you know they 5'9". So, you know. But other than that, like I said, expect a running back by committee. There's been some talks of possibly Braxton Burmeister playing quarterback along with Hendon Hooker. Maybe Braxton Burmeister comes in, does some goal lines, maybe some read option stuff, some QB run type stuff, because people have raved about Braxton Burmeister's athleticism. He's also a transfer. He came from Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. So, anything else on the depth chart that, Tavion Robinson, starting in wide receiver. I think that's dope. Tavion Robinson made plays last year, was one of the bright spots on the team last year. Of course, Trey Turner, one of the best receivers in the conference, but Tavion Robinson is ready to be that number two and can take pressure off Trey Turner. Obviously can run the jet sweep, and you can get the ball in Tavion Robinson's hands in many different ways and just stand back and just watch the man create yardage, watch the man create offense. And I'm honestly excited for the duo of Trey Turner and Tavion Robinson, because that's big play. You talk about big playability. You talk about, you know, how we are with the jet sweep. We love the jet sweep. We love the jet action. So it's going to be dope to see what they're able to do creatively with these two talents at receiver. And, you know, as I cross my fingers and I hold my head up to the sky and I pray and I say, let this offensive line stay healthy throughout the entire season. And if we can run the ball from the running back spot, you're talking about a dangerous Tech offense. And I don't say that shit often, and I don't say that shit lightly. Y'all can pull all my receipts. Y'all can pull my tweets. This could be a dangerous Virginia Tech offense. And I don't say that a lot. I don't get on my podcast. Y'all know me. I don't get on my podcast and cap. I don't get on my podcast and bluff. I don't get on my podcast with fake bravado and get the line and shit. But this offense, and it depends on this offensive line, like every offense. But if we are able to run the ball from the running back spot, so that's Khalil Herbert, Raheem Blackshear, who got his waiver, thank God. Keyshawn King, if he's able, we can use his speed. And Jalen Holston can be like the, I'm drawing a blank. You know, like the Stephen Peoples, in a Stephen Peoples type role for Jalen Hostin, more like an inside zone, you know, tough yardage type of guy. We could be a dangerous, lethal offense, because when you got the speed on the outside and the speed at receiver like we do, you got a Raheem Blackshear who can also play in the slot and also get involved in the jet sweep action, a Trey Turner, Tavion Robinson. You're talking about a potentially dangerous offense, one of those offenses where it's going to be a lot of window dressing in the backfield, you faking sweeps and shit. And next thing you know, we go over the top to a Trey Turner. It could be a dangerous offense if Fuente and Coach Cornelson is in their bags doing what they supposed to do. This could be a potentially potent Virginia Tech offense. I wouldn't say like Clemson potent, or from what I saw from Notre Dame last week, that type of potent, but or even North Carolina potent, but maybe. Well, shit, or Miami potent. We could be the fifth or sixth offense in the conference, man. It's what I'm saying. Or maybe higher than that. I think it starts with the O-line and the run game first, though. Moving on. Manscaped. 2020 has been the year of things happening that are completely out of your control. But here's one thing you can control, and that's shaving your balls, shaving your bush, man. Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to remind you to do so. The last time I shaved my balls was maybe a month ago. So, you got to shave your balls, man. You just got to. You have to. Some of y'all are still in quarantine and all that. Look, man. It's a lot of places back open. It's a lot of cats out here back hooking up. It's a lot of cats out here that go into the bar, everything. Shave your shit.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Get neat, man. Clean yourself up, bro. Please. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is an electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confident boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellas down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof. It comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in a dark shower. Whatever floats your boat. They also just released the Shears 2.0 Nail Kit, which is the perfect add-on to the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tip tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and the medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 Nail Kit also allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you also find a crop preserver an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Yeah, you also find the Crop Reviver, a testy toner that's like having a cologne that is designed for your balls. We won't judge you if you catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com and check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of Don V Fridays will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. Fellas, you cannot be going into 2021 and your nuts are still shaggy and scraggly. Grow up, my boy. Grow up, my boy. Like, we can't be doing this. We can't. It can't. It cannot continue on like this. It's a lot of dudes out here, lots of them, and you know how the fellas get. We get around each other, and we start talking about, oh, a woman can't have no hairy ass pussy around me. We done all had this discussion before. Woman can't walk around. My woman, I ask her to shave her shit all the time. So shave your shit. Come on, man. How you gonna ask your lady to, you know, shape up that whap and all this other shit, and your shit all scraggly. Your shit look terrible. You know what I'm saying? Your shit got a hat. Your shit out here hiding in the weeds and the thickets in the bushes and shit. And your woman come in the room with that fresh runway, and your shit all fucked up. Manscaped.com, man. Armchair. Grow up. There is a game this week for the Virginia Tech Hokies. We play the NC State Wolfpack. The NC State Wolfpack, they played a game last week against Wake Forest. And they looked formidable. I'm not going to sit up here and say they look like world beaters. I'm not going to sit up here and say they look like shit. They look formidable. They look like a team, if motivated, could come and beat Virginia Tech if they catch us on some goofy shit, on some sleeping shit. They got a running back, Zonovan Knight, who is capable of making big plays. I'm not going to sit up here and give the keys to victory, because we know what the fuck we need to do. We need to be able to run the ball. Just like when I was talking in my roster talk, we got to be able to run the ball physically with our running backs. There is a possibility Hendon Hooker might not play. I'm hearing that Hendon Hooker was part of, remember when we had the situation where we postponed the UVA game, because everybody had COVID or was in contact with somebody with COVID. Amongst those, well, Hendon Hooker allegedly was one of those people that might have came in contact with somebody that had COVID, or whatever the case may be. So I'm not going to say Hendon Hooker is not going to play. What I'm going to say is, don't be surprised if Hendon Hooker doesn't play and Braxton Burmeister gets to start. But I think that works out. I think it works out for this game. For this game, if Hendon Hooker is not allowed to play, I think we'll be okay. Because this is a game where we should be running the ball anyway. It's the first game. I don't expect us to be throwing the ball all over the yard, even if Hendon Hooker was playing. So, we just run the ball, man. Run the ball. Run the dang ball is what I say. I'm just super excited that we get to watch Virginia Tech football in the year 2020. If you would have told me like 2 months ago that we would have a season, I probably would have laughed in your face. So the fact that we even are gearing up to play a game, and yes, we were supposed to play NC State 2 weeks ago, but COVID got in the way. And then we were supposed to play UVA last week, And then COVID got in the way again. So as of right now, September the 24th, the game is on September the 26th. The game appears to still be on. Let us pray. I'm not going to believe it until I see toe hit leather. That's what I'll believe. When I see us playing, I'll believe it. It's been a long, stressful off season. And Lord knows. Oh yeah, we play at nighttime on the ACC network. Shout outs to the ACC network. They've been holding us down. The ACC network and the ACC digital network been holding us down, showing us love to all the Hokie fans, to some of the Hokie fans that think the media hates us. ACC network doesn't hate us. ACC digital network does not hate us. They are always showing love. So if on Saturday, if the guys, Mark, Rick, EJ Manuel, that dude that played at Clemson, I can't think of his name. If they choose NC State over us, that don't mean that the ACC network hates us. Oh, the media hates us. They're just picking a team to win a football game. Grow up, Peter Pan. They're just picking a team to win the game. Fuck all that dumb shit. Oh, the media hates us. So what? They're picking they get paid to analyze and pick games. You know? Fuck all that dumbass shit. But I'm going to run down the slate of ACC games this week. I'm not going to run down the SEC and all these other things. I'm only going to run down the ACC because right now everybody's pretty much playing conference-only games. So, you know, what Florida does versus Ole Miss doesn't affect us in the slightest. But anyways, Notre Dame was supposed to play Wake Forest. Canceled. Postponed. COVID got their ass. The crazy thing about Notre Dame is I heard, not that I know for a fact, but I heard that the state of Indiana is in like stage 5 of reopening. So what that means is Rona about to run all through Indiana. So if Indiana need to tighten up if they want to get Notre Dame football back, because that's hella stupid to be out here in stage 5 of your opening. I don't know what the phases means. In phase 5. I said stage 5. In phase 5. But phase 5 sound like regular. That sound like you can go back to the movies. Share popcorn with your lady. Everybody sitting next to each other. Nobody got no mask on. No, Indiana. Rona didn't die, bro. Tighten it up. Come on, man. Notre Dame trying to complete their season. They got a decent team over there. Y'all about to fuck it up because y'all want to be able to let motherfuckers go to church and things of that nature. Tighten up. This corona shit ain't over with just because you want it to be. But Notre Dame at Wake, postpone. Louisville at Pitt. Louisville coming off getting their ass kicked by Miami at home. Pitt is coming off. They played Syracuse. They beat Syracuse. They kind of look like some shit, though. But I got Pitt winning the game. It's going to be an ugly game. Louisville got some nice weapons, too. But I think Pitt is always a tough out at home. Especially when teams with a little but half an expectation come in there. So I got Pitt winning that game. Georgia Tech at Syracuse. Georgia Tech coming off getting their ass whooped by UCF. UCF smacked the shit out of Georgia Tech. Cuse, though, they play hard or whatever. Cuse is not good. I expect Georgia Tech to win by at least 10 points, double digits. Pull away late, one of those type deals. Georgia Tech got two freshmen. This quarterback, Jeff Sims, he was a Florida State commit at one point. This dude can play. And they got a running back. I think his name is Zamir or something. Gibbs. But this dude was like a 5-star running back or some shit. Really highly recruited running back. Already making plays. those two are going to be trouble down the road. But Georgia Tech is still, they still got to purge their roster of some of that option mid that Paul Johnson had them running. So, but Georgia Tech should win that game. Duke at UVA. I got UVA winning that game. Duke is not good. Duke is cap. Duke is trash. Duke is Duke. UVA should win. Texas State at Boston College. I got Boston College winning that game. But I don't think they're going to whoop Texas State. I think they're just going to win the game. And the main stage, ABC primetime, Florida State at Miami. Miami's coming off a game where offensively they was all over Louisville. I'm talking about their quarterback, De'Eriq King, put himself in the Heisman discussion. They got running backs, this kid Cam Harris. They got another kid, Knighton. The scariest thing about Miami, and I've always said this, the scariest thing about Miami was they always had the best talent in the Coastal. They just had dumbass offensive coordinators who were committed to be a pro-style team. They always wanted to be an NFL type of team. And in college football, that shit dead. Like, why would you take all these great athletes and try to fit them into a certain mold? Now they got this offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, and he's turning the horses loose. Miami could be dangerous. Miami could be dangerous this year. So I got Miami winning the game. It's a rivalry game. So it's hard to call a blowout in a rivalry game. But I think Miami will win the game. I don't care if Miami is 800 times more talented than Florida State or vice versa. Florida State is going to want to beat the shit out of Miami. So they're going to come fired up. They're going to come ready to play. And Florida State got all kinds of issues and trouble and all kinds of stuff going on. But they'll always wake up for that Miami game, if anything. And also when they play Florida. You know, that's just how rivalries work. But those are my picks. We'll find out next week if I was lying. we'll find out Saturday if I was lying. And that's pretty much it for this week's Don V Fridays. Football is back. Don V Fridays is back on a consistent basis. I'm here now. It's football season. I'm gonna try to do a post game live stream on Twitter / Periscope, whatever, and we can hang out after the game, talk some shit if we win, rant, vent if we lose. You know how that goes. But that's it, man. I will see y'all next week. God bless.